The second trait that's required for learning Torah to attain Torah is shmias ha'ozen, the hearing, the listening of the ear. And as explained by the Medrash Shmuel, the idea really being that we know true understanding and attaining of Torah, which is really the godly wisdom, is unattainable by man. And therefore, can only be really attained to its truth through the Mesorah, through the tradition passed down from generation to generation. And therefore, a person has to be very careful to heed, lend his ear, to listen to the words that are taught by our rabbis, by our sages, by his personal rabbi, in the classes that are being given, and so on and so forth. He has to really limit his Torah learning to a foundation of what was given over by his rabbis. So he has to limit his Torah to a basis of what he heard from his rabbis, what's given down in tradition, and not to speak out things that have really no source in their understanding. Which really lends ourselves to the sphere of the day is Gevura Shebechesed, the strength within the kindness. Generally understood that a person has to be strong when it comes to doing kindness, to sometimes limit it, and to know that even though kindness in essence has no limitations, true kindness is limitless and can go on forever, and you can always do kindness. But if you really want it to be a true kindness for the person, sometimes you have to strengthen yourselves and limit that kindness. And that comes in the way we deal with God, in our service of God. We have to sometimes limit ourselves. We have our own personal, physical desires. And we have to strengthen ourselves to realize that if we are kind to our body, kind to our physicality, more than is actually needed, we will come to ruin our service of God. And so too, in kindness of our fellow man. Sometimes the kindness can go beyond limits and be more destructive than constructive. And therefore, we have to sometimes limit our kindness. For instance, a person can give somebody too much good. And we know that sometimes too much good can spoil a person and cause him to do bad things. And therefore, when a person gives charity or whatever, he has to judge properly to know what is the proper amount, as well as the proper time, as well as to the person, who, if he is somebody who is worthy. Sometimes, if we're too kind to evil people, then that might come to breed further evil in the world. And we have to know when to draw the lines, and that is the meat of the day. And, Yirtzeh Hashem, we should all merit to put on our proper limits of our kindness, to do true kindness, and in order to do that, to limit the superficial kindness as understood by many in the world, to bring about true kindness and good.